we're going to bring something cool back again, and I love that. Explain to everybody, first of all, who you are.
All right. My name is Randy Morris. I am the district governor for Western Kentucky, and which means I have 71 Lions clubs across Western Kentucky that I'm responsible for.
That's a lot.
So I'm here to support them. Used to be a Lions club here in Princeton, and we believe that there should be one again.
Right.
So we want to try to get one going. We have one in Fredonia, so we do have one in the county, but Caldwell County is large enough to be able to support two. And we're here to serve the communities.
Well, I was so surprised when you guys walked through the doors the other day, and it sent me into memory overload that day. Because back in the day when I was a member of the Lions Club, Buddy Ward was the one that was the president back then. So that's been a long time ago. It's been a minute, right?
Yes. It's been quite a while.
It'll be nice to see the Lions Club back.
Well, I was going to say, we're 107 years old.
You've been around a minute.
We've been around
for a while. You're looking good for 107.
We were formed in 1917 by a businessman in Chicago, Illinois.
Okay.
And he met with a group, and they decided that they wanted to become a service organization. And today we are the largest in the world.
Wow.
We're 1.37 million strong. But the nice thing about that is that each Lion Club is here to support their local community.
So you have So
we have a global backing to help support each Lions Club with activities in their community.
Well, and that means a lot of support for the community.
Yes.
A supported club with lots of members means good things for the community, right?
Right. Right.
So what are every club and organization has pet projects that they do every single year. So what is very close and near and dear to the Lions Club?
Well, the Lions Club actually have 8 what we call global service activities. And the first one on the list is defeating diabetes. Mm-hmm. We're finding out that 1 in 3 Kentuckians are at risk of being diabetic, which can lead to vision problems, can lead to heart problems, heart attacks, and it's a silent killer. So we are starting a program where we're doing A1C screenings at no cost to the individuals.
Oh, wow.
Second one is one that is what Lions are basically known for, and that's saving vision. We do a lot of vision screenings, and we go to the schools. We found out that if we can test a child's eyes and find out if they have a problem and catch them by the age of 7, most of the vision problems can be preventable, mm-hmm. can be treated and prevented. We have stories. Well, we were down here last week, as you know. We met a lady that said that during her years in school, one year every test she took, she did very well, but the last 3 questions were on the blackboard, and she never answered any of those questions because she was ashamed or didn't want to let the teacher or her parents know that she couldn't read the blackboard.
Uh-huh. Well, it wasn't cool back then to wear them glasses now. It's cool now, but, you know, back then, well, we were different society back
right. Well, but we have a camera that we can take into the school. We can detect 6 different eye problems.
So you can take it right to the school?
We take it right to the school. It takes less than 30 seconds to do a screening, and we can send the report back. Now, we don't do the diagnosis, but we can detect whether there is risk, so we can let the parents know they need to take their child to see their optometrist. And if the parents, for whatever reason, don't have the money or don't have insurance, Lions Club steps in, and we set up and work with the local doctors to be able to cover that cost and help them if they need glasses.
Now, it's not just kids that you help with vision.
We'll do that for anybody up 100 plus years old. So
if you're breathing.
Breathing, we'll help you.
You need that t-shirt right there. You're welcome. I gave you a good t-shirt. If you're breathing, we want to help you,
There you go. And we're celebrating this year is the 100th anniversary of kind of our vision project, because Helen Keller was at our Lions International Convention, and she challenged us to become her Knights for the Blind. And we took that challenge up. So that's kind of what Lions are mainly known for. But
that's remarkable.
Our motto is we serve. So every community is unique and has their own unique opportunities for service. And we say that where there's a need, there's a line. I'm not sure what the needs are here in Princeton, but whatever they are, we would be there to help. Ending hunger. I will tell you that I'm part of the Hopkinsville Lions Club. A couple of years ago, we did one of our fundraisers, and we took all the monies that we made and made it part of the backpack program at the schools.
Oh, I love that.
To help the students that needed help with that. Serving youth, we have two youth camps through the summer. One is for the blind, one is for the hearing impaired, and then we have two others that we promote, and the Lions actually sponsor the students to those, so it doesn't cost the students anything to go to those. Relieving disaster is one we're known for. When the tornadoes come through a couple of 3 years ago, the Lions around the different states, plus Lions Club International, we had over $1 million come into Kentucky to help with that. And we still have communities that we're working in, rebuilding homes and trying to help people. I can tell you, as district governor, we're working on putting a grant together, a grant application to apply for funds for the flooding and that we just had a couple of weeks ago.
Right.
Helping humanity, that's one. I mean, if you look at these eight causes, they cover about everything. But we have a park bench program where we can get park benches and put them where they're needed in the community. We have some clubs that clean cemeteries. They're city cemeteries. We have clubs that feed their first responders. So, like I said, every community is unique. Yeah. So there's nothing that we won't tackle.
I think everything is kind of listed on that list.
It's listed on that list. About every cause we got.
Where
if you got a need, the Lions can take care of it.
Right? So where do we start?
Well, where we start is we've set up a meeting. We're going to be at the library here in Princeton on May the 8th. It's going to be an interest meeting. It's going to run from 5 o'clock in the afternoon till 6:30. We're going to have some light snacks and things like that.
Oh, you had me at snacks now.
we are going to have a camera there so people can see and have their eyes checked, see how that works. We hope to have a table set up and be able to do some A1C screenings. Like I said, none of it's going to cost the anybody anything there. So we want people to come out and just see what Lions are all about and what we do. One thing I failed to mention was our Lions Quest program. We have a club in Hopkins County. It's the Pactus Club, and it is entirely set up for Lions Quest, and it is a alternative juvenile system program where youth from 12 to 18 that are in trouble. We work with the court system to where the judges, rather than having to send them to detention, can put them into this Lions Quest program, and it's an 18-week program where they go through, and it works with social and emotional issues that they may be having. We've had four classes now, and the nice thing is they should be having one right now, but guess what? We don't have enough youth that are in trouble to go through.
That's a good problem to have, isn't it? That's a good problem to have.
Out of the four classes, we have only had one student that has not made it through. So the success rate is through the roof. And we get the parents involved as well. We have the parents' involvement. We have the students' involvement. Again, as you said, if we can keep them out of those institutions, because who would you rather have teaching your children? If they go into those places, students learn from the people they're around. So we want to keep them out of those areas.
Okay. So how many people do we need to have a club?
Is
there a minimum?
It's 20 to be a standalone.
If it's me and you show up, we're fun, but I don't know what we can do it.
Well, we need a minimum of 20.
Okay.
That is what Lions Club International says. But we like to see 25 to 30 because we do know that there's going to be some that'll come and then they'll realize that it's just not for them. Like I said, we're here for twofold. If there's anybody that wants to come by and see what we do or what we offer, please come to this informational meeting. If you live closer to Fredonia, the Fredonia Club they meet on the second and fourth Thursdays at 7:30 or 7:15. So by all means, join up with them.
I'm going to tell you.
We want to be here to support Caldwell County.
I love my Fredonia Lions Club peeps. And Angie Prowl, you crazy thing, I love you. And like Linda and all of those folks up there, they do a ridiculously good job with the Lions Club. Right. And it'd be nice to have it back here too. So this is Princeton, and you said what's the date?
It is May the 8th.
Okay.
And it is from 5 o'clock to 6:30 p.m.
Okay. And this is if you need the screening, or if you'd like to be a part of the club.
If you would like to be a part of the club, if you come and you're interested, we will sign you up that night. I didn't cover that, but I will now. It's an initial entry fee of $35.
Okay.
And that's a one-time thing. Once that's done, you're in.
Like per year?
No, that's it for the entry fee.
Oh, okay.
Yearly fees are $50 for international, and it's $13 for state and district. So you're looking at $60 for per year, so about $5 a month.
Okay.
And then it's whatever your club decides, you know, y'all want to do. But to cover international and the district and state, you're looking at $5 per month. To be a Lion and serve your community. So.
I love that. And I love the Lions Club. So we're looking forward to that. Bullet points again. If you need eye screenings, if it's hearing, get those babies' eyes checked. And it takes all of what did you say, like 30 seconds?
Well, we're looking at purchasing a camera in Hopkinsville. We're currently working on that. The camera itself, once it detects the child's eye, it takes the reading in 0.5 seconds. But the maximum, once the student sits down in the chair till it's read and done, is about 30 seconds. And it gives you the report whether they pass and everything's good or whether it detects there is a possible issue at that point. We send something back to the parents and let them know.
So, and again, if you're a senior, this is not just for little ones. This is for our senior members of the community as well. If you need help, hey, if you need something, Lions got you covered. I'm making that T-shirt. Just So, George Coon Public Library, May 8th.
5 to 6:30. And anyone from 18 years of age to if you're breathing.
There you go.
And I will say this, once we get a Lions Club established, we will be looking to possibly put a Leo Club in the high school, which is for students 12 to 18. A lot of the students in schools, they are required to have service hours. Guess what? Lions serve. That's what we do. So we can help them get their service hours. We can start working on teaching them leadership development. So that they can become the future leaders and future Lions of the community.
I'm going to tell you what, you know how to get my mama attention going right there. So I think if we teach them young, they learn to be leaders later on. So, again, if you'd like any of this information, I'm going to post it. And I hope to see you soon, right?
Absolutely. We will be in the area hopefully every week, going around seeing different businesses and things like that. But
now, who was that feller you had the other day with you?
His name is Noel Hardwick.
He's
and
the sweetest
a lot
thing.
Of people know Lion Noel.
I like him. I did. He and I got along good.
I was going to say, if I'd have sent him down here, we'd have had to have about a 30 minutes.
Fight. Right? I loved him. So is he from here? Will he be
He is from he's actually from Hopkins County.
Okay.
He's a member of the Webster County Lions Club.
All right.
But he will be down here. We will have people from Katy's. We'll have people here from Hopkinsville. Hopefully Fredonia will come over and join us, but we'll have some area Lions come in and, like I said, show people and talk to people and let people know what Lions are all about.
Go and join the Lions Club. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you.
Welcome to the neighborhood.
Over 75 years in county, and WPKY didn't do it alone.
Anthony Dyer, representing HR Ministries.
Chris Burton, I am the general manager at the Electric Plant Board here in Princeton.
To all our friends.
I'm McKenna Chambliss.
Matt Hughes, I am the public information officer, District 2 of the Kentucky Transportation Candidate.
I'm Abby Gill.
I'm Addison Hepner.
75 years.
It's been a wonderful, wild year.
Happy 75, PKY.